This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. On the second day of the World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africa, delegates struggled to prevent accusations of racism against Israel from overwhelming the forum. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan met with delegation leaders, including the U.S. representative. That representative has instructions to get anti-Israel language out of proposed Durban documents or quit the eight-day conference. As committees worked behind the scenes, world leaders began their formal addresses. From Durban, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The polarization caused by the conflict in the Middle East was front and center again today, with no head of state or government representative failing to broach the issue. Germany's foreign minister, Joschka Fischer, who has raised the European profile in helping broker a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, said singling out Israel in this conference is not conducive to building confidence and reviving the peace process. He told the delegates through an interpreter, one-sided condemnation will jeopardize the conference or perhaps even cause its failure.
I would like to launch an urgent appeal to all participants here, especially to our Arab and Palestinian friends, to prevent such danger for success of this conference. Two world conferences against racism have failed already. If it happens again, the losers would again be those whom we try to support and to protect.
Through an interpreter, Belgium's foreign minister, Louis Michel, restated the EU argument that this forum, meant to deal with the root causes of racism, past and present, is not the place to debate the Middle East, a position expressed by both the US and Israel.
As we are all aware, efforts to put a stop to the violence and to reactivate the peace process are going on elsewhere. Here in Durban, our first task is to reaffirm emphatically that incitement to hatred and all acts of racism and racial discrimination are unjustifiable and reprehensible wherever they occur.
Norway, which launched the Oslo peace process, has taken the lead here in trying to narrow the differences that exist in language being proposed for the Durban Declaration. A U.S. diplomat said the American team is canvassing a broad cross-section of states in a bid to ensure the conference does not poke one country in the eye. Arab states met this morning to coordinate their policy. They would like to see Israel's handling of the occupied territories explicitly mentioned in the documents, a non-starter for the American team. Speaking through an interpreter, Cuba's Fidel Castro made the case for the Palestinian cause being openly aired.
Let's put an end as early as possible to the ongoing genocide against the Palestinian people that is taking place as the world looks on in amazement. Let their right to peace and independence be respected, and then there will be nothing to fear from United Nations documents.
A U.S. diplomat said the impasse over Middle East language is hindering resolution of the other major dispute here, whether there should be reparations for slavery and colonialism. African heads of state left no question that they believe the slave trade of centuries past ought to be declared a crime against humanity today. Many believe that an apology is the first order of business. Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo.
Apology closes the door against bitterness and anger in the heart of the victim. I must, however, disabuse the minds of those who believe that every apology must be followed with monetary compensation for the victims.
There are differences of opinion among African leaders on whether direct compensation ought to be paid. Some support financial reparations, as do many in the Caribbean and African American communities. But there are no indications that any former slave trading state or colonial power would offer reparations. On behalf of the EU, Belgium expressed profound remorse and said Europe's history teaches humility. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Durban.